Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
We'd like to thank our patrons, Michael Richards, Sean M., and Omniverse, for their support in making this series possible. If you'd like to join them and get ad-free listening, bonus shows, and even more, then head on over to patreon.com/lightandtragic.
Welcome one and welcome all to Realms of Peril and Glory, where we are playing our Christmas caper game. This is a game created by myself, Zachary Fortescom, and is heavily inspired by Autonomy Jumps by one Beth Crane, who is here tonight, along with Laser Feelings and Honey Heist. So I am here playing the game with Felix Trench.
Hello, I'm Felix, and I'm playing John the Snowman.
Laura Gerling.
Hello, I'm Laura Gerling, and I am playing Merry Jingle the Elf.
James Barbarossa.
Hi, I'm James Barbarossa, and I'll be playing Gumdrop, the revolutionary gingerbread person.
And the one, the only, Beth Crane.
Hello, I am here, and I am playing Scarlet Adderley, penguin, lover, explorer of the arts.
Incredible. Well, last we left off, our characters were ensnared by a net, surrounded by sugar plum fairies. You're being poked and prodded by these things, and you even got a little nibble.
You know, while we're in this net, I've always wondered, penguin, what explorer of the arts means.
Well, it's basically, it's a quick way of saying I tried to complete a humanities degree and failed. It's really hard to hold a pen in these flippers, and I couldn't get any internet connectivity for my laptop, so my distance learning course did not go well.
No, I've had that problem. Do you know, the Wi-Fi up here is terrible.
It is.
That's going to be my wish, is better Wi-Fi.
That is a very good wish, I think.
Higher education's a tool of bourgeoisie, dude.
I feel like greater communications allows for greater equality, greater access to resources.
I just want to get onto my online banking.
That too.
Without another moment's hesitation, the sugar plum fairies unhook you from the trap, carrying you in the net through the forest.
We are having a conversation.
Well, I guess this is a little like flying.
Yes, you are flying through the air. How do you feel about that, Scarlet?
I didn't realize until this point that I'm kind of afraid of heights. Ah. Fuck.
So as you are hurtling through the forest being carried by dozens of sugar plum fairies, you begin to emerge into a large clearing in the middle of the forest, and at the center of which stands a throne. It is made of twisted pink and purple vines, some of which flower into the same sugar-coated fruits. Fairies cut you out of the net, spilling you in an undignified heap on the stone floor of the sugar plum court.
Well, this is sticky. Unexpectedly sticky floor. That's my main impression here.
So from above, a sugar plum fairy begins to descend into the clearing. She's much larger than any of the other fairies, almost twice their size. And she settles into the throne, winged by two floating guards.
Is she a thick fairy?
Would you like to ask her that?
Madam, would you describe yourself as a thick fairy?
Oh, would I describe myself as a thick fairy?
Double C.
Well, that is hilarious. I think I am sugar plum thick.
Are you hedonism bot?
That's just fabulous.
You are. This is hedonism bot.
What is that?
From Futurama.
Is it? I'm
just a few grapes.
I've never heard this. I've never
I
seen this.
Mind
before.
Having my belly scratched occasionally.
I've literally never seen this episode. I'll do a different voice.
No, don't. By all means, continue.
All right.
Oh, yes. So, what are you all doing here?
Honestly, I've forgotten.
Well, that's not very helpful now. Snowy, is it? Should I call you Frosty?
It's like calling you Trenchy.
Sure.
Does anybody else want to give this lady a shot? Try and convince her aunt to our side, who's not naughty.
Oh, I thought you meant romantically for a moment there, and I was like,
yeah, I mean, that's up
play.
To you.
I'm
man.
The up
that's
for it, I'll be honest.
That's a personal choice for you, dude, but I meant, like, motivation-wise.
Yeah, I'll have a go. So we're trying to find Jack Frost. We, think he has something that doesn't belong to him. Do you know where we might be able to find him?
Interesting. That's a very fun piece of... Well, I'll be honest with you. Jack Frost has been running around my forest, causing a bit of a muck.
Is that a euphemism?
Oh, I wish. Unfortunately, I rather like the chaos, so I'm not sure if I'm inclined to help you.
I promise we could cause far more chaos than Jack Frost.
Oh, is that a threat or a promise?
Why not both?
I have a plan to... Wait, what are we trying to do? No, we've succeeded. We're here.
Trying to find Jack Frost.
We're trying to find Jack Frost. I don't have a plan.
What was the plan?
No, I'm gonna save it in case these fairies cause us any more trouble.
Okay.
Does anyone have any other ideas?
She seems to like the snowman. Let's push him front and center.
Ooh, come here, Snowy.
Hello.
So you would like my help to find Jack Frost?
Yes. Yes, we're looking for Jack Frost. Do you know him?
I do like Jack. And is your name... What's your name?
John.
And what a strong name. John!
Thank you.
Pretty sure it was John Frost, actually.
John Frost?
That's my full name.
Any relation to Jack?
Yes.
Yeah. It would be so naughty if you hit it up with his brother, dude.
We're not brothers, we're just both mates.
Brother, well, dude, with his brother.
Roll me a naughty check to lie to the queen.
I never knew Jack had a snowman for a brother.
I rolled an 8, but I'm in a 9 naughty.
Yeah, dude, they're made out of ice, snow, it's the same thing, dude.
Now, my sugar plum fairies are not keen on naughty people, I'll say that much for free.
You sound pretty rather to yourself, dude.
Oh, yes, I am.
So why are they keen on you, man?
They're not keen on me. It's a hereditary monarchy.
I know, dude. And I'm one check away from rolling a naughty check to stir up some anti-monarchism amongst your people, dude.
Listen, I'll help you, but you have to do something for me first.
Right, what?
I would like you to answer some riddles.
Oh my god.
This is classic bourgeoisie, man.
Ooh, do you think you can answer my riddles and I'll help you?
How many riddles?
3.
Can we compromise on this? Is there room for negotiation? What about 1?
How about 2?
2 riddles, fine.
I'll do the harder ones then. Are you ready for my riddles?
Yes.
Tell me, what disappears as soon as you say its name?
Silence.
Oh, she's a clever one, that one.
That was very good.
Thank you. I took a correspondence course in riddles. That was by mail, so the internet did not affect it.
I think perhaps this challenge is going to take much less time in the episode than I previously anticipated.
Right, come on. We've got a master of riddles. What's number 2?
I have cities, but no houses. I have mountains, but no trees. I have water, but no fish. What am I?
Age of Empires.
a fascist tyrant who's seen her last days, dude.
Cities, but no houses.
Mountains, but no trees.
Mountains, but no trees. Well, they don't
water,
go together.
But no fish.
Water, but no fish. I don't know. Is there a hint?
Would you like a hint? Well, you'll need one of these to find where you're going.
Is it a map?
With a zap and a flash, a map appears in Queen Twinkle's hand.
There are trees on maps.
Very good. Sometimes very good.
Yeah, ordnance surveys.
Well, you know, I think perhaps we should treat the spirit of the thing rather than the letter.
I mean, when you think about it, a map's made of paper and papers come from trees. The whole thing's a tree.
Would you like the map to Jack or not?
Yep.
There we go. Yes, I thought so. Well, very good luck. To you, dear. I hope you find your brother, Mr. Frost.
He's not my brother.
He's not, but you just told me
no,
he was.
No,
take the map. Take the map. Take the map. For
Listen,
fuck's sake, take the map first.
It's more complicated. I'll take the map in a second. It's more complicated than that. We're all related because we're all made of water. But there's no direct he's my brother-in-law. You don't have a brother-in-law between two icebergs, do you?
I'm not sure I understand, but I'll leave it there.
I think someone else should take the map. My arms
Shall
are sticks.
We, I'll have the map. thanks.
You're the only one with thumbs.
This should take you to a rather special place for Jack. If I think you'll find him there, and if not, you'll at least find something valuable.
Ooh, okay, right. Should we follow the map to find Jack then?
Can I roll one last naughty check to try and inspire anti-monarchy dissent amongst the fairy people?
Please do.
I want to yes, take it down, dude. That's a natural one, man.
What speech do you give to these fairies?
People of the Sugar Plum Forest, she's naughty. You hate naughty people. I don't know why you're bowing down to her. It's a monarchy. She took over by 4 centuries ago. She doesn't know the common people, man. She sided with Jack Frost. He's not got your best interests at heart. It's a sinister cabal of the elite, my man. Stand up. The only way you're not going to get what you want by trying to negotiate with these people only called hard revolution, dude.
Rabble breaks out in the Sugar Plum Court.
I can't believe you've done that. It was very naughty.
Queen's head on a candy cane.
The guards begin to circle in on you. Would you like to try and make an escape?
Hell yeah. I'm tiny.
Absolutely. Make a run for it. Please, if everyone could roll me a naughty check.
Seven, no. But that's a pass.
Pass.
Roll me each of you passes. Roll me one to help out the ones who fell.
Pass.
8, but that's a pass.
Yep, so you managed to make a break for it, but as you two trip to make a run for it, they whisk you along and you are out of there.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
You've successfully sown dissent amongst the sugar plum fairies. Congratulations.
So, John, how do you feel having met and possibly caused the dismemberment of a member of the royal family?
I ate three of them on the way out. I feel great.
This is John's midlife crisis.
Yum, yum, yum. Fairies for John.
This is horrifying.
What you don't know is that Laura got in quite a bit of trouble for eating one of the sugar plum fairies in the test game.
And yeah, we said before playing, I think there's going to be much less eating of NPCs this
you
game.
You successfully eaten three times the amount of sugar plum fairies.
And also, you're the traditional snowman, and you've, like, yeah.
He's losing it.
Hey, yeah, man, I'm supposed
what
to
you
be
feed
peaceful.
Snowmen. You
don't
feed
see
them
me
fairies.
Crying about.
Clap your hands so that there's food for the snowmen.
That makes sense.
Great. So I presume you unfurl the map, yes?
Yeah, yes, my thumbs.
So as typical, X marks the spot on the map, and you follow it through the woods for a few hours, actually. And you get a little lost momentarily, but you get yourself back on track, so not to worry. You do see some sugar plum fairies following you. They're kind of marching behind you, like, with anti-monarchy signs.
Viva la revolution! Viva la revolution, dude!
Yeah, man. I give them a high five.
You've turned them Spanish.
Nobody expects the Spanish plum fairies, dude.
But as you go further and further away, you notice that they begin to peel off as if you're crossing an invisible border through which the sugar plum fairies daren't cross. After a little while longer, the forest has yet to break, but the trees are in fact growing much larger now. Towering sugar plum trees reach to the sky. As you arrive at your destination, you think you might well have found what it is you're after. Nestled at the top of one of the large trees is a house, seemingly built of sugar plum wood and candy cane, and a strawberry lace ladder, frozen stiff, hangs from the house.
Should we climb up the ladder?
Yep.
I would like everyone to roll me a naughty check. To break into someone's house.
Oh, no, that's a 10, that
that's
was 0.
10.
Damn it.
I rolled a 10, too.
Oh, my goodness.
I rolled a 9, but I'm 9 naughty.
I passed.
Fabulous. So, Gumdrop and John, you climb up. Below you, you see Scarlet and Mary just absolutely fall flat on their faces.
I mean, I am a penguin. Can I just go and knock at the door?
It's up in the tree. It's a treehouse.
Oh.
So you've got to climb the ladder to break
Can
in.
Can we help them up?
You may absolutely help them up. Roll once more with advantage on now, because you're accepting help from a friend. I will let you roll it as a nice check.
Bad idea for me.
That's still a 10.
Fail, you succeed. And can you roll me one more nice check, Mary, to see if you can catch the falling penguin above you?
Yes. Oh, no, it's a 10.
We've just both
There's got to be consequences
to
these 10s, dude.
What's wrong with my fucking
In
dice?
Any other game, this would be, like, so good, like, unbelievable good luck. But now it's just unbelievable bad luck. No, you tumble away down.
Break my neck and die.
You tumble away down. And after some time, A few minutes after the others have entered, you do finally make your way up. And finally, everyone has reached the top of the tree after some trepidation. So when you enter the house, you see that the entire inside is covered in a thin layer of frost. Ice crystals dance in the air, and beautiful ice formations run in patterns on the wall. You don't think anyone's here. It's quiet. Nothing is moving. But you do recognize that this ice is the signature of Jack Frost.
This is the signature of Jack Frost.
It does
it's the
look
same
like
as the
signature.
Room from within the tower.
Any signs of the hat anywhere?
Well, would you please all roll me a naughty check?
Oh, fantastic. Mm.
To rob a man's house.
For robbing a man's house.
I passed.
Yes! To you.
I'm back to 7 and 3.
Okay, so, John, you immediately notice that there are documents on a desk.
There are documents on a desk.
You
thanks,
see
John.
That it, you read them quickly and you notice it's talking about something. It's talking about tavern, specifically a cavern of broken toys.
We have to go to a tavern of broken toys.
Cavern.
A tavern.
A cavern.
Specifically a tavern. Like
a cavern,
pub.
Man. A cavern, like a cave, dude. Can't you read?
Sorry, I misread. It says cavern.
Those curly C's look like T's, dude.
Scarlet, you see in the document that it says in another section that they're not looking at, that it says, take the hat in this plan to the Cavern of Broken Toys.
It says, take the hat to the Tavern of Broken... Sorry, Cavern of
God
Broken
damn.
Toys.
Yes.
C's look a lot like T's in Jack's handwriting.
But if there is a Cavern of Broken Toys, I'm in, dude.
And you see, you know, there's another few knickknacks on the desk. You see that there's kind of a few, like, chocolate eggs around. There's some mugs and things. There's a toppled little brass kind of ornament
and other
things. Can I
try and hatch one of the eggs?
Yep.
I'm a penguin.
How exactly? So you... Okay. Great. Roll me a nice check to try and hatch an egg.
Oh, that's a fail. I break
you
an
sit
egg
on the
by
egg and you
on
crush it.
It's a chocolate egg. It's fine.
It's a chocolate egg. There was nothing ever living in it. Roll me a nice check, Mary, please.
Okay. Yep, that's a pass.
You notice that there is a statue of this kind of little icicle figure that is quite a famous character that you read about. Like, it's just a character from, like, a children's literature, but it's toppled on its side on the desk.
Oh, okay. Can I put it upright?
Yeah, absolutely. As you do so, a little compartment comes loose in the desk.
Woo-hoo.
And you all see inside of it is a map, another map. And it shows marked, X marks the spot, where the house is, and the Cavern of Broken Toys.
Says here, the Tavern of Broken Coys. Must be a fish pond.
Can I do a naughty check to see if he's got anything valuable that might help us out?
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, roll me a naughty check to look around the room.
4, that's a pass.
Yeah, you see those same chocolate eggs, which actually you think might be a little bit valuable. They're kind of pristine chocolate eggs. Yeah, you see that same brass buff figure. You see a stopwatch. You see that there's a broken toy soldier. You see that there's a... Wait!
There's a broken toy soldier.
And a broken toy soldier springs to life and begins to attack you from the corner.
I want to try and fix it.
It's currently attacking Gumdrop.
I want to try and pin it down and fix it.
Roll me a naughty check to pin it down. It's wrestling.
Nope, that is a fail.
I'd like to pick it up and throw it out the front door.
Nice.
Roll me a naughty check to pick it up and throw it out the front door.
I pass.
Yay.
Amazing. You go... Boonk, and it lands in the snow head first, but then it springs up and it runs off in the direction of the Cavern of Broken Toys, doubtless to let people know you're on your way.
Should we follow it?
Yeah. I would like to scoot along in the snow like some penguins do when they're like, please.
Okay.
Is it very far?
No, it's not too far. You think you can make it?
It's downhill, right?
Reasonably. Yeah, sure. Okay. So you all make your way quickly. Now is
roll.
The day. Great.
You have no skill in doing it. You just want
to
roll.
Yeah, just want to. Scarlet was doing a cool penguin thing.
You don't need
thing.
To make a check. You just roll.
I thought I would roll.
That's funny because, Mary, I'm pretty sure that's been your standard method of movement this whole time. Canonically, you just have been rolling
thanks
around
for
the entire
noticing.
Time. Of course, dear. I noticed that.
I, as a snowman, am going to fly.
I don't know if you can fly.
I can.
You can.
I am a snowman.
That is kind of a well-known snowman thing.
Oh my god, I forgot about the fucking snowman in this country. I fucking hate that.
I choose this as the only moment the sun comes to fly. Okay, we use it very selectively, only at the climax.
Make him roll a nice check to fly.
Yeah, roll a nice check to do that.
Right. Oh, I pass!
Hey, wait,
how? What did you
Can
roll?
I...
Roll a one?
I rolled a 10.
No, a 10 is a fail.
That's a fail.
Oh, is it a fail? I fail.
So remind me, who's a true nice, who's a true naughty?
I'm a true nice.
I'm a true naughty.
I'm neutral.
So as of right now, you all are on a path to be sent out of the North Pole at the end of this game.
Dude, who would want to leave the frigid hellscape ruled by a dictator and go to the Bahamas or Fiji or Tahiti or something? I would hate that person.
Sweetie, you dry out in about 30 seconds.
What accent was that? Magic.
That was like weird and American.
Sweetie, you would die out in about 30 seconds.
Hey,
die
man,
I
don't fucking know.
I'm clearly animated by magic. I don't freeze in the snow, right? I made a pastry man, but I'm somehow alive, dude.
You made a pastry?
Clearly, I'm a baked good.
I thought you were a gingerbread man.
Oh, that's true,
it's
guess.
It's a dough.
You got me there. It's a dough, dude.
Yeah.
Are you secretly made of pastry?
You got me. I'm
You've
actually
been lying
a...
about who you are.
Ugh, awful. You idiot.
I'm actually a jam tart person, dude.
What the hell? I hate you.
You hated him anyway.
I'm more like a pot.
Even more.
Okay, everyone. So you make your way quickly now, because the day is going by very fast, towards the fabled Cavern of Broken Toys.
Can I just quickly pull John aside and be like,
hey, man, I know we have our differences, but I feel like the only way we're gonna get what we need is to take this hat from Jack Frost, so I have a plan, dude.
Why just me?
Look, dude, we're both on the naughty list. Seems like we need to do some stuff to try and get out of this. I'm not sure you do as well in Tahiti as I do, man.
Oh, I'm going to the South Pole.
That's fair, but nonetheless, all right, we're both on the naughty list, and I just wanted to take this time to try and build a bridge between us. I want you to try and, if you try and distract Jack Frost, I'm small, I could take that hat right off his head, dude. What do you reckon?
Yeah, sure. I mean, if that opportunity comes up, but I feel like we're wasting two people.
No, but like, we're the naughty ones, man. We're the ones who are
gonna, oh, I see.
Between you and me, get the best role, the best naughty roles.
But if
dude.
We're saving Christmas, surely that's nice.
That's up to interpretation, Dean.
I'd
be stealing a hat. I don't know about you. You'd be lying,
but you're
man.
Stealing a hat back. So you're saving a hat.
I mean, it depends on who you think I'm going to give it to, my man.
I feel like your traditional values would probably...
I'm just asking for some cooperation. If we're going to get that hat, then I feel like we're going to work together.
Sure, sure. I just feel like the other two are more likely to get the hat.
Well, maybe. All right. I just...
Zach, is stealing a hat naughty or nice?
Stealing the hat is debatable. You can make me an argument either way.
Nice.
All right, well, naughty. We'll see when we get there.
All right, man, you know what? I was trying to put this whole feud beside us, dude, but clearly that's not working out, man.
You invaded my land!
I was born here, dude. I'm a natural-born citizen of the North
it's
Pole,
my snow!
Man. All people have rights, dude.
Mary's just happily rolling and...
Yeah, we're just having like a nice little race.
Yo, what are you guys? Yeah, what are you guys talking about and doing while this is all going on?
I love rolling. Rolling's the best.
You know, I've never, before I realized I was afraid of heights, I thought like scooting on your belly, not that great. I'm actually just coming to appreciate how close to the ground I am and how fast I can go. It's brilliant.
You're going really fast.
I'm
so impressed.
Really fast. Thank you. You're going very fast for someone who's rolling.
Thank you. I've been practicing.
You're doing very well.
Yeah.
Well, incredible. In the distance, you can see a gaping cavern in the side of a green, white, and red mountain.
I want to roll into it.
Well, what also comes into view are okay. Two toy soldiers also patrolling back and forth at the mouth of the cavern.
Are they broken?
They do certainly look broken.
Can I try and fix them?
Well, they might attack you if you let them know you're there.
I'm going to try and sneak up on them and fix them. Sneaky fix.
Well, you'll have to distract the other one if you're going to sneaky.
I have an idea for a friendly caper.
Okay.
Okay.
I think we get out a pen and we write mobile toy repair unit on like your shirt.
Okay.
And then we go and repair. We just tell them we're there to repair them. And then we repair them. So actually, we're not lying. We're doing
a
good thing.
Wait, I have a plan. Why don't we tell them that we're summoned by Jack Frost to repair them and give them the liberation they've been promised for, man?
We could, but I might need one of you to do the lying because I don't seem to be having much luck with that today.
Whereas if we just write it, no one has to lie. It's just
why doesn't one of you distract while I sneak and repair?
I feel like just pretending to be a repair team is so close to telling the truth that it's not even lying.
Okay, let's do that then.
Tell me exactly what you say to them. So you come up and they go,
"Oh, stop! Who goes there?"
"Hello. We've been sent from the toy repair team to fix you guys up. Can I help you at all? Have you got any problems? Any aches and pains? Anything you might need fixing?"
"Toy repair team? That sounds preposterous. No one ever wanted to repair us. Why are you repairing us now?"
"It's a new initiative."
"She's just very nice. We just want to repair you because we're nice people."
"Oh, well,
That's true.
Roll a nice check for me.
Both of us?
Yeah, got it.
Yeah, roll as well, Beth.
Yeah, I got a one.
Amazing.
I suppose that sounds good.
They put away their weapons and allow you to begin repairing them.
That's your job, not mine.
I want to repair them.
Oh, penguin, I've got my thumbs.
Roll me a nice check twice to repair them.
Okay.
So two individual, one for each.
Yep, so that is a pass, and that is a pass.
Amazing. So you are fully able to repair both these guys. One of them has a really, like, knobbly knee that like goes back and forward and like they really struggle to stay upright.
Ooh, that looks painful.
Tighten it up and you make it better and you kind of reinforce it so it's a lot nicer. Then the other one, they have like a whole like tear out of their midsection that you kind of, you out of nowhere pull like soldering equipment.
And while I'm like repairing them, can I ask, so what are you guys guarding in there?
Having a broken toy, so you know, we have to guard seems you're repairing us. Jack Frost is in there, and we're just guarding on behalf of him and a couple of other toys,
okay.
Yes.
So do you mind if I head on in and repair some of the other toys?
No, we're really not meant to do that.
Why don't you bring Jack Frost out and we can talk to him about repairing all your comrades? It would be obviously quite unfair for you to be the only ones who get to take advantage of this.
Roll me a nice check to convince them.
Pass.
Great.
Well, I suppose we could let you in just this once. You are here to repair, after all. That's what we need. You and all four of you. All four of you, yes. Go on in, of course.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We niced our way in.
I love it. So you all make your way into the cavern.
I'm rolling again.
Great. Just a few steps before you, in the distance, you can see a fire.
Oh, no.
And a couple of toys gathered around.
Keep it away.
Next to the fire, glowing a bright blue against the red of the flame, is Jack Frost. And in his hand, you can see the iconic hat, Santa's hat.
"Hello, toys. I'm here to repair you."
"What? What's going on? Who's out there?"
Well, just before things kick off, do you mind if I, like, roll a naughty check to sneak around somewhere and find somewhere to hide that I can rush out and grab some hat?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Tight.
Roll me a naughty check.
9, but I'm a 9 on the naughty list anyway.
Very good. So you managed to sneak behind somewhere. You're not like, you can hide behind like a bit before the toys and everything, so you're hidden, but like you're not like behind them. You're not like flanking.
Who's out there? What are you doing?
So I'm just wanting to repair all of the broken toys. I think it's unfair that they feel the need to hide out here in the caves. When they could be out living their best lives and having fun.
Well, I completely agree with you, but that's what I'm doing.
Well, then maybe we can work together.
I'm trying to help the broken toys, too.
What's your plan? You don't look like an elf.
No, I'm Jack Frost. I'm iconically Jack Frost.
Oh, okay, fabulous. Well, I'm Mary. Pleased to meet you.
Who are you?
I think you need to roll a naughty check.
Oh, why?
She's not told any lies.
I'm not lying.
Yeah, this is Merry Jingle, the iconic Christmas character.
Is she trying to do persuasion?
What are you talking about?
What are you trying to do with this? What are you trying to... What's your goal?
I just want to repair some toys.
Well, no, thank you. We don't need any repairs here. Appreciate it.
I mean, I think these toys can speak for themselves. Do you guys need repairing?
An old wizard kind of goes,
I'm a bit busy. I'm trying to repair all the broken toys around everywhere and change things. I'm afraid your services, I don't think we need them.
Okay.
Guys, there's a wizard in here.
It's an old broken wizard toy.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's a toy.
I thought it was just a wizard.
My mistake. Sorry.
Old broken wizard toy.
I've got coals for eyes.
Okay, but Jack,
back who are all of you? What are you... Well, are you the team that said to stop me?
I'm just keen to know what your plan is. It's great if you want to help. Helping's brilliant, but...
Well, I simply want to help the broken toys and the gingerbread men. Sorry, gingerbread people. We've agreed to this. It's silly to gender a whole species of people. I know.
Can we possibly have the hat back afterwards?
Well, no. Well, afterwards. There is no afterwards. We change everything. We change the whole system.
Oh, okay.
Elves used to fix toys, you know. That's why you're so good at it. That's why I presume you fixed my guards to let them in.
Yeah.
Elves used to...
I love fixing toys.
Yeah, they used to fix toys. But, you know, over the years, the management, they just... They started to believe that it was just a waste of time. The broken toys just—they simply should be tossed aside
and replaced
with new ones. It's not well, exactly. That's why we want to use the hat to change things.
Have you seen the film Toy Story 3? It's got Tim Allen in it, and he's my favorite actor.
I've not seen Toy Story 3, I'm afraid.
It's all about living toys. How could you have missed it, dude?
Look, the hat. I knew you'd come, and I knew... But believe me, this is for good.
And Jack explains that Santa's hat, his real hat, not the fake ones that he wears around all the time...
This is where the true power of Claus comes from. It has the power to grant wishes to the wearer, but listen, it's only great beings that can access it, and really, that's just Santa and Krampus. We don't have either of them around here, and I doubt Santa would be willing to help us, and Krampus benefits too much from the status quo.
So who's Krampus?
Krampus, Auntie Santa, you know?
What?
Auntie Santa? Krampus, nope. The evil Santa. No?
He's Santa's mother's sister, dude.
Anyways, what I'm trying to say is that... Wizzy, can you explain it?
Yes, listen.
This...
Best character.
Wizard, can I switch voices?
Where's my exposition, wizard?
This cavern is an inherently magical place. This is why the toys are drawn here. It's the cavern of broken toys, but there is a reason we are drawn here. It holds a basic energy from the North Pole. Kindness, cheer, love, the power that this place holds. We could dare an attempt at summoning a wish from the hat. But only together, with enough of us, you included. I think we could do it, but we would need your help. That's what we've been trying to figure out.
Well,
we don't have enough of us to pull a wish out of this thing.
I think that sounds great. However, I'm a little bit worried because I think Santa needs the hat in order to get his sleigh to fly and deliver toys.
Well, that's fine. If we can just get the wish now, we can return the hat.
Oh, that's fine.
What's the wish?
The wish would be fix everything. Give gingerbread men equality. Or people. Give gingerbread people equality. Give... The broken toys, more onus to repair. Stop this wasteful discarding of toys. Make Christmas more about love and repair and those around us, not just new flashy toys. Worms on strings, Xboxes.
Can somebody nicer than me see if this guy's trustworthy?
Can I see if he's trustworthy?
Yeah, roll me a nice check.
Yeah, it's a pass.
Jack Frost genuinely seems like he... has a sadness in his heart for the broken toys and for the gingerbread people and for those who are trodden down by the system of the North Pole.
Okay, but does he have a sadness for them in like an evil, I'm going to get vengeance way or in a, I'm going to set
in
things
like a,
right?
He wants to help them way. He doesn't need to be here. Jack Frost is an eternal figure. He doesn't need... to do anything for these people if he doesn't want to. He benefits from this system too, but he's not helping it.
So if we help with the wish,
does that mean I won't get to make toys anymore? Does that mean I'm never going to get an opportunity to make an Xbox and to hold it in my hands and gaze upon my handiwork and feel joy in my heart?
We want children to still have toys, but we think maybe we should stop buying so many new toys. We should maybe start repairing some of the old ones, you know? There's just this culture of replacing things as soon as they've broken, not repairing them. We're making toys harder and harder to repair because they're so complex. I think maybe we should have a rigorous system of repairing broken toys. And we don't.
I think that sounds good.
They do keep chucking them in the sea and killing my cousins, so.
Yeah, I mean, viva la revolution, man. It's time for things to change around here, dude.
I'm in.
Will you help us?
Yep.
You got it, man.
What about you, John?
Oh, yes, yes, great.
He does love the most traditional Christmases.
So, around you.
All right, yes. Everyone join hands, and we're going to do this together, all right?
So you all join hands, presumably.
Yeah.
And through you, you can feel the energy of the North Pole. The joy and the wonder spread from here around the world to all humankind. The toys, too, join you in holding hands, interlocking plastic on porcelain, metal on wood. Toy dinosaur grabs your hand, Gumdrop.
Hey, man, sounds good, dude.
And Jack Frost takes your hand, Scarlet.
Flipper.
Sorry, your flipper, Scarlet.
Oh, you have surprisingly warm hands for a man of ice.
You'd be surprised.
The toys begin to chant.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Jack looks and prompts you to join in.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey!
Jingle.
You are all transported into an incandescent place. A place filled with so much light and love that it's almost too difficult to observe.
There's so much love and light in this place that it's almost difficult to observe.
You see every Christmas around you. You see love, the goodwill, the joy at being with those you love. You see the universe bend towards good. The world willing to bend the rules, if only for a day, to make a beautiful thing. In that moment, you feel in each of you a sensation. It is warmth and light. You think, for just a moment, that whatever thing you wish most can come to pass. You each get a wish. What do you wish?
A strong fiber optic signal across the whole North Pole, please.
Incredible. Okay. Scarlet.
I'd like an electric plane suited for driving by a penguin.
Yes.
Okay. Wait, like a toy one that you can drive from the ground?
No, or you one wanna... I can drive in the air.
Oh, you want to fly? Okay, cool.
Yeah, fly a plane, but...
Just
also,
when you said electric.
I don't want it to be powered with fossil fuels.
Okay, gotcha.
Because
gotcha.
There is little enough of the Arctic already.
Okay. Gumdrop, what do you wish?
Can it be for. Is a wish? Is it all powerful?
All powerful.
Then I guess I wish for global anarcho socialism, dude. I don't know what you want me to say, man. If I'm given all-powerful magic, I guess I wish for global anarcho-socialism so everybody can have the gifts they deserve, dude.
So does that spread to the gingerbread people and...
Right, the gingerbread people, the gumdrop, the sugar plum fairies, the broken toys.
Amazing. And finally, Mary. May I remind you, you are at full good. If you continue on this path, you will be sent out of the North Pole.
Okay, in that case... I'm going to make a selfish wish, and I'm going to wish to be promoted to the electronic toy floor.
You feel a rush of wind. You tumble through light and merry and wonder. The wind howls in your ears as snow blows past you, and all around you, the wind becomes a desperate howling cry. Suddenly,
did I break it?
It all comes to a halt. You wake with a sudden start. All of you find yourselves in your bed.
at home. You struggle for a moment to remember if it was a dream. Do you really remember all of those things that happened? Santa's hat? The sugar plum forest? Jack Frost? Was any of it real? And with another you feel, yes, it was real. You hear the bells. It's Christmas morning. You see in the distance our gingerbread children playing with hoops and sticks. You get the feeling that they have been freed. You feel the anarcho-socialism of the world.
Beautiful. It's all I've ever wanted, man.
Scarlet, you look out your window and you see an electric plane, impossibly battery-powered. Technology that does not exist lands out in front of your igloo. And it's got your name written on it. Mary, you receive a letter. Santa was so impressed by your work retrieving his hat that you've been promoted. You are now head of the electronics department.
Oh, that's a really big step. I don't know if I can handle that much pressure.
He feels confident that you know exactly what you're doing.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
She just buckles under the pressure and resigns.
John, you check your bank account, and unlike previously when it would load up and it would take 25 minutes, 30 minutes and still show you that same fat goose egg, it takes but a moment to show you the goose egg.
So I need I need that card machine that came with the card. When did I put, what was the it's probably in the office. Probably with the files.
You know, you can
little
just,
purple
and
thing.
With a blah blah. You see when you load up your screen that actually some money's been deposited into your account.
Well, I'll have to declare that.
And it has been labeled going away fund. And you see in the details, you have been called away from the North Pole. You believe you're being paid off. You're being told to go run away from the North Pole. They don't want to admit that you did what you did on this journey, because it would be too shameful, but you've been paid to leave, and you are to leave the North Pole.
All right. To the South Pole!
And Gumdrop.
Yeah.
You awaken in your gingerbread flat.
Nice.
You're happy that the anarcho-capitalism of the world has come to being.
Anarcho-socialism, dude. I don't want anarcho-cap...
Oh, no!
I was tricked!
No, pardon me. I'm so used to saying anarcho-capitalism.
Money everywhere.
Wow.
Money fighting itself in the streets.
It comes up frequently in discussions with James. No, you feel the anarcho-socialism of the world has come to pass. You hear a rap, rap, rap on the door. You go to open the door, and there is the mayor missing an arm.
Well... I think it's time for you to leave.
You'll never take me alive, pig.
I bolt past him.
I'm going to Tahiti, dude.
And you make a run. And if it's not too much, I will say perhaps Scarlet's first flight on her new impossible electronic plane is to Tahiti, transporting you
here, man.
To your getaway destination. Congratulations, everyone. You have saved Christmas, and you have made the world potentially a better place, even if you sacrifice some of your own goodness along the way. Oh. Merry Christmas to all.
Merry Christmas.
And to all a good night.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
Sorry, I was too keen with my Merry Christmas there.
It's okay. Merry Christmas, everyone. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. Two Realms of Peril and Glory presents A Christmas Caper.
And a happy holidays to everyone else.
Happy
dude.
Holidays to everyone. Happy Kwanzaa, happy Hanukkah, everything under the sun. We hope you have a happy festive season.
And a festivus Thank you. For the rest of us, man.
Thank you all so much for listening. We will see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
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 Thank you so much for listening to A Christmas Caper.
It would mean the world to us if you would go out and support our players. Beth Crane writes and performs in We Fix Space Junk, an incredible science fiction audio drama. You can follow the show on at We Fix Space Junk on Twitter, Tumblr, and Facebook. You can also find it at Battlebird Productions on Instagram. Laura Gerling is on Twitter and Instagram at @ByLauraGerling. She also has a shop, bylauragerling.etsy.com, where she does some incredible handmade designs. Please do check that out. Felix Trench is the writer and performer behind the hilarious mockumentary podcast, Quid Pro Euro. I do the sound design for that show, and believe me when I say I laugh out loud while doing the sound design all the time. You can, of course, find Felix on Twitter at Felix Trench. And James Barbarossa, of course, would like to let you know that you can follow him on Twitter, though you probably shouldn't. You can follow myself personally on Twitter and Instagram at ZachFG, that's ZACKFG. The absolute best way to support Realms of Peril and Glory is to head over to our Patreon, patreon.com/lightandtragic. There you can get bonus shows and ad-free listening and quite a lot more. So head over. You can, of course, check the podcast description for links to our Discord as well as our merch shop, where you can find some incredible Realms of Peril and Glory merch that is continually coming live and coming off. So check it out. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next episode. Goodbye.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And, spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's HYPERTHETICAL.